With their bosses in Baghdad, two lower-level Pentagon officials took the hot seats today on Capitol Hill. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and General Peter Pace, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke before the Senate Armed Services Committee. They defended the Bush administration's request for an additional $25 billion for Iraq. But lawmakers also pressed them on what they knew about the Pentagon's interrogation guidelines. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz told the openly skeptical Senate panel that the $25 billion being requested for Iraq is for what he called a contingent reserve fund. It's money to keep military operations going there until early next year, at which time Wolfowitz said the administration, assuming it hasn't changed, will ask for more emergency spending for Iraq.
But as of today, it continues to be impossible to know what our total supplemental funding needs will be for the next fiscal year, particularly after the election in Afghanistan and after sovereignty is transferred in Iraq.
But the top Democrat on the panel, Michigan's Carl Levin, said it's pretty clear that with a presidential election coming up here, the administration doesn't want to ask for all the funding now that clearly will be needed.
This is a very obvious expenditure that we know we're going to need of about $4.6 billion a month. That's pretty precise. Why don't we consider a supplemental for that? Be honest about it.
Senator, I think the problem is we really don't know what the number is. It could be, it easily could be higher. It might be lower. And
if it's higher, fine. And we'll have another supplemental. If it's lower, fine. Don't spend it.
Arizona Republican John McCain was one of several senators who said he'd be happy to approve more money, but only if the administration spells out how it's going to be spent.
I have never seen a request that basically outlines some priorities and then states that it can be used for any fund, unquote. I've never seen anything like that.
Several senators also used the hearing to press for answers on a list of Pentagon interrogation guidelines for Iraq revealed this week. Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed put this question to General Pace.
If you were shown a video of a United States Marine or an American citizen in the control of a foreign power, in a cell block, naked, with a bag over their head, squatting with their arms uplifted for 45 minutes, would you describe that as a good interrogation technique or a violation of the Geneva Convention?
I would describe it as a violation, sir.
As I read General Sanchez's guidance, precisely that behavior could have been employed in Iraq.
General Ricardo Sanchez is the military commander in Iraq who would have to sign off on such interrogation techniques. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld insisted the Geneva Conventions are being followed in Iraq. Reed asked whether Wolfowitz had heard of those guidelines, and the Pentagon's number two replied he hadn't. He'd been spending his time on other Defense Department business.
I'll be happy to understand for the record what this question refers to and give you a clear and honest answer, and I know General Pace will also.
Mr. Secretary, we've heard hours of responses, but until General Pace's response, I haven't heard anything as candid and as forthright, frankly. And what I've heard from you is dissembling and avoidance of answers, lack of knowledge, pleading of process.
Not dissembling, Senator Reed. I have General Pace's same reaction. What you've described to me sounds to me like a violation of the Geneva Convention. It's the first time I've heard that it was in General Sanchez's direction, and I believe it's the first time General Pace has heard that it was General Sanchez's direction.
Well, I would suggest, Mr. Secretary, that you're not doing your job then.
Reed said those guidelines are presented in the Pentagon document as, quote, rules of engagement, a term that both Pace and Wolfowitz agreed is normally associated with the use of force. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.